You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Last month was a big one for home building. New numbers from the Census Bureau show residential construction picked up almost 17% in December compared to the month before. Caveat, the monthly numbers bounce around a lot. They could well be revised. But overall, 2019 was a better year for builders. Bottom line, though, we're still not building nearly enough housing to keep up with demand. That is sure to be a topic next week at the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, but the industry will also turn its attention to what houses of the future might look like. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Every year, the National Association of Home Builders unveils its new American home. This year's model in Henderson, Nevada, is a 7,000-square-foot house with curved walls and stunning views of the Las Vegas Valley.
What we want people to see when they come to the New American Home 2020 is layers of wow.
Those layers include high-tech appliances, sliding doors, and screens that can open and close at the touch of a button. Oh, and the price tag, $5.7 million. Allison Arieff was wowed in a different way.
Why is it continuously so large?
Arieff is with the urban planning think tank Spur. She wrote a piece in the New York Times last year arguing that the new American home should really be a condo. With the climate and affordability crises, she says, we can no longer afford the American dream of detached single-family houses with two-car garages.
When you set the tone that we should all be aspiring to the largest, most grandiose house possible, I think you're really out of tune with the current realities of where we are.
The Nevada house is solar-powered with drought-resistant landscaping. Builders say it's designed to be aspirational, and many of the innovations will eventually trickle down to the lower end of the market. Jerry Howard is CEO of the Builders Association. He says surveys show most people still want a detached house.
And until the American consumer tells us that the aspirational home is a condo, then we're going to keep developing and building what the consumers want.
But for millions of Americans, owning any house at all is aspirational these days. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.